An unexploded bomb is moved in Plymouth to the sea to be disposed of. Regan has gone to stay with family after receiving a text.
Got a safety alert on the mobile phone that they would use in case of a nuclear accident. So it was quite scary, but it was very effective. And so we immediately packed up, put the cats in the boxes, and I'm sat here in my wife's spare bedroom and feel safe, but it's quite stressful.
A woman who filmed herself killing a cat has been found guilty of murdering a man 4 months later. Scarlett Blake, who's 26, targeted Jorge Carreño as he walked home in Oxford in 2021. Alexei Navalny's team claims his mother has been given an ultimatum by Russian officials. She's apparently been told to agree to a private funeral for the Putin critic within 3 hours, or he'll be buried in a colony. An asylum seeker found guilty of manslaughter after 4 migrants on his unseaworthy boat drowned will be detained for 9.5 years. Ibrahima Bar said smugglers threatened to kill him if he didn't captain the vessel across the channel. Shamima Begum's legal team say as long as she's in Syria, it's not the end. She's lost an appeal against the removal of her British citizenship. Daniel Furness, her solicitor.
I'm sorry to Shamima and to her family that after 5 years of fighting, she still hasn't received justice in the British court. And to promise her and to promise the government that we're not going to stop fighting until she does get justice.
The 24-year-old travelled from London to Syria to join Islamic State in 2015. And veteran DUP MP Sammy Wilson has stepped down as their chief whip at Westminster. He's been a vocal critic of the Unionist Party's deal with the government, which led to the restoration of power sharing at Stormont. That's the latest. I'm Faye de Silber.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight will turn largely dry. There'll be a mixture of variable clouds and lengthy clear spells throughout the night. It's going to be cold.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 or visit sehbsc.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
And it looks like this. I like to dance and it looks like this. I like to pop and lock and hit you with a little bit of robot. Gotta hit it, get it, love it, live it, get a little silly with the lyrical ridiculous. I like to shake a leg. I like to nod my head. I like to walk into a party with a pirouette. A little move goes a long way, like a soul train line in a hallway. It's your way, my way, all day. My kind of magic is automatic. I feel like dancing. I feel like dancing. Even if it's raining, I'm not complaining. I feel like dancing. I feel like dancing. Every time I feel myself getting frantic, maybe too much coffee did it. I bump up the music, bump up the click. I pick up the speed till I'm deep in it. Then I give it a half tip and just like magic, I feel like I'm back and that my body's electric. I'm feeling elastic and super fantastic and thinking like I know gymnastics. I like to shake a leg. I like to nod my head. I like to make a snow angel while lying in my bed. Don't give me no smooth talk unless you got a good moonwalk. And smile with your hips, smile with your hips, smile with your hips. My kind of magic is automatic. I feel like dancing. I feel like dancing. Even if it's raining, I'm not complaining. I feel like dancing. 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 dance and it looks like this.
I like to dance and it looks like this.
Yeah, looking good. We like to dance and it looks like this. Come on. Smile with your hips, smile with your hips, smile with your hips. Ah, my kind of magic is automatic. I feel like dancing. I feel like dancing.
Welcome back to the second hour of Drive. That was Jason Mraz with I Feel Like Dancing. We've still got Emma Marnes, local author of The Walk, in the studio. And I asked her to stick around. I hope you don't mind, Emma.
Not at all.
Because
at
I all. Want you to read just a little bit from your book. What part are you reading?
I'm actually going to start with the prologue. And the reason I'm doing that, Joe Bailey, prologue skipper, she's just informed me, is there's a debate on Twitter/X at the moment about whether people skip prologues or not. So if, dear listeners, you are prologue skippers, I'm going to read you my prologue and hopefully it will bring you back to the light side of reading the prologues properly.
I can't believe you outed me, Emma.
This skipper needs to stop. Anyway, this is the prologue to The Walk. It was almost the very height of the Irish summer, so it was a gleaming and warm day when Mari finally returned to Bessborough. She remembered how much she used to love Cork years ago when she was a child. Just the sound of the word used to make her skin prickle with anticipation and joy. Mari used to love the summer too, but not now, not anymore. Today she walked the uneven pavement she'd seen just once before, and not well, as it had been dark then. She watched her shadow march ignorantly ahead, feeling desperately that she was approaching the worst place on earth with no obvious alternative. But at least Mari knew that this was the last time she would ever come here. She didn't really want to take this in, bank it in her mind for drawing up again later. She never wanted to think about this again, and she assumed Alva would feel the same once they finally saw each other. The sun was starting to burn the back of her neck. The ponytail had been a mistake. Oh, she used to love Cork. She didn't want to remember this. All was ruined now. Mari shivered. Despite the sun, she felt cold. She felt cold run to her bones as she approached the gates. Her fingers trembled as they gripped the handle of her suitcase. She didn't have a suitcase last time and now felt like it was an extra awkward part of her. Goosebumps spread over her body as she recognised those unbearable gates from before, towering and unfriendly, attached to great stone pillars. Mari closed her eyes and hoped they'd disappear. She thought of the last time she'd seen them, through the hurried torchlight in the darkness, clinking and creaking like the gates to a horrifying castle with all manner of demons within. Opening her eyes, she squinted through the iron filigree to the driveway beyond, a long and sweeping avenue. On a beautiful day like today, it looked like it could have been pleasant. There were trees, well-groomed gardens, and roses even. She couldn't see anything that resembled a building or a house, even in the furthest distance. Bessborough, whatever people chose to describe it as, was extremely well hidden. She creaked open the gates, no padlock this time, and started up the pathway. She walked to what would have been Alva's very route. She passed the trees, she passed a small lake, she passed the rose bushes. Alva must have been... Actually, no, Mari thought as she pressed on without looking around for fear of slowing down. That wasn't right at all. Alva was never afraid of anything. But what she must have been thinking. Mari couldn't imagine. She herself had been so lucky, so incredibly lucky, and she'd never forget that. Alva wasn't as fortunate as Mari was, not then and not ever. She hoped there wouldn't be a scene, in and out, back at these gates with Alva in tow in just a few minutes. In a few more minutes, they'd be together again. Mari sped up. The silence and the beauty of the place made her feel inexplicably sick, even just the sight of the pretty roses. But Mari assumed, whatever Alva had endured here, she had been brave. Alva was always brave. So Mari was going to be brave now.
Oh, I don't want you to stop. I do not want you to stop. Oh, my goodness. So that is The Walk.
That's The Walk. That's the prologue of The Walk. Yes.
I will never skip a prologue
<Thank you. laughs>
again. All right.
Emma, that's just wow. I could listen to. I could just listen. I can't even speak now. This is my job, and I can't speak. Have you? I don't suppose there is anywhere where you've got that online for an audio.
Oh, do you know, I would love to, but it's. I didn't realise this because I thought maybe the publisher will be like, "Yeah, let's do an audio book." But you kind of, as the author, have to, or maybe like big publishers will, but might have a small indie press. I have to kind of do it, fund it, and record it. But I do. I know a guy who is on board, but it would be, you know, it's a big outlay. But I would love to for. You know, for people that can't see or people that just love to have audiobooks instead, I would love to. It's on my list for sure. Absolutely on my list.
Oh,
yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah. Because you've got the perfect voice for it as well. So listen, I just want to ask you one question as well. Because I had this from Sarah, and I forgot to ask you just before the last hour. What's the most important characteristic that you feel you need to put in to be able to grab a reader?
It's no good just being a nice person, a standard villain, bad guy. You can't, none of my villains are villains. None of my nice people are 100% nice. And I think that's true of any good book. You need, I like my bad guys to be bad guys, to be fair. Like, I like my villains to be villains, but you need
layers.
Yeah. Something beyond that. Why are they so nice? Why are they so wicked? That's what you need.
Lovely. There you go, Sarah. Your answer.
Yeah.
Your question is answered. Right. So again, your upcoming event is just up the road in Southend on the 2nd of March at
2 o'clock in the Forum.
Brilliant stuff. Now I've got a quick fire round just before you go.
Fun.
So now you've got to go because the baby's in the car.
Jeez.
Obviously not on her own.
Not alone. No.
Obviously, no. But I'm going to do a quick fire round. Here we go. We've got no background music, just for a bit of fun. Just to get to know a little bit more. Okay, so you can only choose one. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yep.
You can either listen to Britney Spears or Take That.
Britney Spears.
Oh, good. You can invite one famous person to dinner. Who would it be?
Emma Thompson.
Oh, love that one. Can I come? favourite author?
Jonas Jonasson.
Oh, wow, okay. Mm-hmm. This is the most important one, and the last one. Pineapple on a pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
There we go. Brilliant stuff.
Without a moment's hesitation, yes.
Great stuff. So, Emma, where can we find you online as well?
I am pretty much everywhere, at Emma Marnes or at Emma Marnes the author on Twitter/X, Facebook, Instagram. I have a little blog, working on a website that's coming. And on Goodreads and Amazon, and I have author profiles on both of those places. So if you want to leave a review or ask a question, you can contact me there as well.
Brilliant stuff. Emma, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jo. It's been a joy. Love that.
You'll have to come back soon.
I will, I promise.
Okay, then.
I'll be on time as well.
Great stuff. Now, here's the New Radicals. You get what you give. Again, Emma, thank you.
Thank you.
Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you hungry? Why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? Meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Right, we're back on Phoenix FM on 23rd of February on a Friday at 19 minutes past four. Thanks again to Emma Mance for coming in, and especially for reading out as well the prologue. How lovely is that? I will never, ever skip a prologue again after that one. We've still got loads coming up on the show. Thanks for your request. We've got a brilliant four at 4:30. It's a chart from On This Day Back When, though. I will let you decide what you think the year is. That's all coming up around 4:30. We've also got Guess the Intro that I'll be playing out right at the end of the show. Coming up next, though, taking us up to the travel, we have got Justin Timberlake's brand new track with Selfish. And before that, let's have a little taster of what the Guess the Intro is today.
Guess the Intro.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. You're in a
want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, the M25 anti-clockwise, the exit slip road is closed due to severe delays. Actually, there's a serious accident around the roundabout at Junction 29. That's the A127 southbound arterial road. Romford-Basildon, congestion back to the Dartford tunnels at Junction 3. That's the M20 Swanley interchange there as well. Lakeside, slow traffic on the surrounding areas and the surrounding routes of the shopping centre, including the A126 in both roads. Between the A13 and London Road. So be careful if you're heading anywhere out that way. In Braintree, Rhine Road, slow traffic eastbound. Oddsbrook Road, Springwood Drive and Coggleshaw Road. A120 eastbound, slow traffic between Coggleshaw and the Marks Taylors, Junction 25. A120 eastbound, slow traffic at Takeley to the B126 at Dunmo West. A12 Londonbound, slow traffic between Junction 27 and Junction 26. In Chelmsford, Army and Navy, slow traffic on Baddow Bypass, Van Diemen's Road. That's all the pushing roundabout. And in Colchester, Brook Street, slow traffic in both directions between East Street and Magdalen Street. And it's usual traffic coming out of London back into F. The rail is looking okay for the fence. I just double checked for you, it's all looking okay. But heading over to the Tube, if you're like me, you're going out into London tonight. Normal service has resumed on the Bakerloo line. There's minor delays on the Central line due to a shortage of trains. Trains are not stopping on the Metropolitan line southbound at Northwick Park and Preston Road. Underground station still closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town. And finally, still minor delays on the Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport and between Acton Town and Uxbridge. And there'll be more updates from me in an hour.
Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light, I bless the light that lights on you, believe me. And though you're every single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew very soon you'd leave. But it's alright. Now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today tomorrow, the night is long, it just brings sorrow, let it wait. Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days, I won't forget a single day.
The marvellous Kirsty MacColl days. Oh, absolutely loved her when I was a kid. Right, now, we have our 4 at 4:30. I'm just a little bit earlier. That's a star. Do you know what? I think that's the first, actually, in 2024. So, yeah, it's all from the same chart on this day, but what is the year? Now, I'm going to kick off with Will Smith, Getting Jiggy With It, and this was sitting at number 8 on this day. What is the year, though?
Bring it.
Oh, it makes me want to have a car with no hood on, driving along in the summer, this one.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in. To your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. Just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. Ill way to AMA on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha-ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall. Trying to see what I did. Mama, come close side. In the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters. Mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor. But crowd pleaser, DJ play another. From the Prince of this, sure highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off. But go off, but yes, yes, sure. You don't stop in the winter order.
Summertime.
I makes it high. Jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS, if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like easy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be axing them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's platinum? Never see attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. The lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top, with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
So if you just tuned in, we've got the 4 at 4:30. And today, it's from a chart on this day, but what is the year? Now, we kicked it off with Will Smith. We was getting jiggy with it with Will Smith. And that, actually, I can't remember what number that was. I think that was number 8 back then. Yes, it was number 8 at that time. We then heard Just a Second from the fabulous Catatonia with Mulder and Scully. Was making their way out of the chart, actually, at number 22. And then one of my favourites of this particular year, with Janet Jackson. Then we'll be hearing from the number one. But do you know what the year is?
Just to hold you close. There's dancing behind movie scenes, behind the movie scenes. Sadirani, she's the one that keeps the dream alive from the morning past the evening to the end of the life. Green blue basher on the 45. Well, it's a green blue basher on the 45.
Day. It was a brilliant chart, actually, because the 90s, some of them, you know, you just didn't know what you was going to get in the 90s, to be fair. There were some funny old charts going on back then, but this one was brilliant. It was On This Day in 1998. Yes, sitting at number one, Brimful of Asher. Spent 3 weeks at number one, I believe, but there you go. My Heart Will Go On was number two. Dr. Jones, Aqua, three. Truly, Madly, Deeply, four. And Will Mellor, forgot he sang, When I Need You, was sitting at number five. Now, we've got the ads coming up, but first, let's have a look, see what's going on with the events.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, one on Friday the 1st of March, so this time next week, it's comedy night, Billericay Town FC, the New Lodge. Yes, the performances from Mike McLean, James Ellis, Prakash Jajardhan, hosted by Matt Adlington, and the showtime is 8 p.m. Tickets are £15. And for more details, yep, come to phoenixfm.com and you will find the events page and you will see it there. So that's the comedy night, Friday the 1st of March at 8 p.m.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. pictures for pleasure and profit.
Got the new track from Crowded House coming up in a second.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.com.
Every child is a mystic avendition of a new dawn. Be the one in a million that could lift the sun up and over my horizon. Taken to the people with a microphone, scare the darkness with a light bulb. Oh hi, say light in your head. Oh hi, it's alright. I won't forget. I know we can make something happen.
Track. That's Crowded House with Oh Hi from our Phoenix FM A-list. Now, we're going to be hearing from our Xanthi Behrman, because it is Friday. It's been a busy show, but she's got a great track lined up just for you.
Hello, Joe. It's Xanthi Behrman from Greaties.
My drive time choice for you this week is a track from Scottish singer Sheena Easton. As on the 24th of February in 1982, Sheena won Best New Artist at the 24th Annual Grammy Awards in Los Angeles. This is her biggest hit, Morning Train. Xanthi. Remember, you can hear more stuff from Xanthi Behrmann's brilliant greaties on a Sunday evening between 8 and 10pm. That was my old slot on Sunday night, to be fair. So, yeah, lovely Xanthi as well. Now, we've got another request. Now, not playing these on Drive. I used to play them a lot on my Mix It Up show, actually. This is Belle and Sebastian. Now, this is their biggest ever UK chart, I should say. I think it reached like number 12 or 13, and it was definitely back in 2006. This is Scottish kind of indie pop band. Love these guys. Thanks for the request. It's got a lovely name as well. It's called Funny Little Frog.
I've been starting fights. conversation with you at night. It's a little one-sided, but that's alright. I tell you in the kitchen about my day. Sit on the bed in the dark, changing places with the ghost that was there before you came. You've come to save my life again. I don't dare to touch your hand. I don't dare to think of you in a physical way. And I don't know how you smell. You are the cover of a magazine. You're my fashion tip for living museum. I pay to visit you on rainy Sundays. I'll maybe tell you all about it someday.
And you've still got time to fit in a request if you like. I was going to say drive. PhoenixFM.com is the easiest way to do it on my socials. Radio@PhoenixFM.com. Now, after five, we'll be joined in the studio live with Steve Linton of Brentwood Town Football Club. I thought that was him looking at the window then. So he's going to be here soon. We'll find out what's going on with Project 3G and everything Brentwood Football Club as well. We've got a brilliant Shake It Off session. So much going on still. And guess the intro. So I'll see you after the news for the final hour on Drive This Week.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.